Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today is the first day of the 9 days of the most beloved days to Allah, days. I want you to keep in your mind. And in these days is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, days. Keep remember days. Do you know why? Some of the reason scholars said, because this when all the Muslim, million and million of them, reaching the ritual places in Mecca and Medina, try to gain the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. But anyway, is a season. Is a season beloved to Allah. Is a season we can reach the love of Allah. Is a season we can achieve what we cannot achieve anytime, anywhere, any place. And believe me, I'm talking to you now and I want to scream. I really want to scream. I'm holding myself tight because today many things happened. I was engaging with different people, and the musibah is everybody having a drama. From no drama. Certain things happen in life. How to deal with it? We deal with it. Finished. And instead of making drama over everything, why I do not go and learn? Why I'm so arrogant to seek knowledge? Why I'm so arrogant to make an effort? Do you know what the most effort is? To call Allah. And I remember, after all the talk with everybody having all this problem, is no problem. Nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum. They forget Allah, Allah make them forget themselves. Even I was talking to a very pious man, all the time in the hospital. His own wife just get discharged from the hospital after operation. Wonder what happened. He worry about Salatul Jama'ah in the masjid. He worry about Salatul Jama'ah in the masjid, and his wife can be in pain, can be bleeding to death, and if she even want a cup of water or something, she has nobody to help her. Look at our thinking. Wallahi, my dear brother and son, if you ask me now, I wish to rush away, go someplace alone, and keep screaming and crying to Allah. You know what I'm watching? Unbelievable, super selfish. Everybody thinking about themselves, and that's it. To the point even, you know, you not even think about yourself. Because if you forget Allah, Allah promised to make you forget yourself. And what happened now? Instead of I remember what Allah want from me, how I please Allah in this time, how I have a love story with Allah in this time, no, I'm still engaging in my drama. Or I'm generating drama. Or I'm absorbing drama. There's a musibah, my brother and sister in Islam. And you know what the musibah is? I don't feel anybody is serious even thinking about what I am and the place. Subhanallah. Wallahi, subhanallah. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very soon we will hit the grave and said, I wish I'm inside. Because imagine this our condition at this time. And even today morning our thinking. Even if you do the ritual, because I see even member of my family do the same. The ritual is so beautiful. But the state of mind, the state of heart, dunya and drama. Do you know if you ask me today, what Allah want from me? To remember Hajar alayhi salam and how she sacrificed. And what Allah give her? He give her water, Zamzam. He make her son, the supporter of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam, to build the Kaaba or rebuild the Kaaba. What an honor. And today, I want to get married. I want a child. What you want to get married for? Nothing. What you want the child for? Nothing. You're destroying yourself, you're destroying your child by your own arrogance and ego and stubbornness and having heart far away from Allah. The door is open, knocking the door of Allah. Tell him, Allah, give me the quality, he will give you the quality. Seek knowledge, you seek knowledge. Develop yourself little by little, you will be fine. What the problem? نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They forget Allah, Allah make them forget themselves. I have many people today, many people, and all of them in a big drama. To the point even my whole day is gone. And believe it or not, between Asr and Maghrib, you know what I think? I was thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he cursing people because they make him delay salah. This is what's happening to us. We make each other so busy. So busy. Why? Because our heart is so dirty and busy. We cannot even remember Allah. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deny your tongue to remember Him. Deny your heart to be calm and be content with Him. And He make you lose the most beloved days to Allah. What more than that? What more moist than that? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace you in this earth and make you wasting your time in the most beloved day to Allah. I have another people is so busy about everything else except the reality of the time and the place. Many years ago, I was reading, if Allah love a person, He make him gain the blessing time. When Allah disgrace a person, make him lose the blessing time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what we doing? What we thinking about it? What we aiming for? What we want achieve? Wallahi, Allah will give you what you want. Wallahi, Allah will give you what you want. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame nobody in earth. Allah will give you what you want. And I was talking to one sister, and this sister, amazing. She has a lot of feeling and a lot of intellect. And both of them is collision. And I said, Subhanallah, again, look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace you, you cannot use your feeling in the right place and the right time. You cannot use your intellect in the right place and the right time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you make drama with your own quality Allah give you, instead of using this quality to elevate the deen of Allah and be good for yourself and build the legacy for yourself and other. You know all this why? We forget Allah. Allah make us forget ourselves. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayh, he called this verse is one of the most dangerous verse in Quran. And you know why? He said something so beautiful. He said, imagine if Allah make you forget the goodness for your own self. How you can be good to anybody? How? How? And yesterday, some successful people meet, and one person asking the another person, what is success? What's the meaning of success? How you level success? Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran? He used a lot, this verse a lot, success, muflihun. And it has nothing to do with the dunya, nothing to do with dunya. Whoever Allah save him from hellfire and go to Jannah, he is muflihun. Whoever meet Allah and Allah pleased with him, muflihun. Whoever died with the pleasure of Allah, muflihun. That's it. That's it. Nothing to do with anything in this dunya. Nothing to do with the dunya. But believe it or not, we are drowning in dunya so deep to the point we have almost not even a dot of akhirah in our heart. We claim it, but we don't. This is why the heart is hard and the eye is not cannot tear. Why? We too far. my dear brother and sister in Islam, you are in the most beloved days in a whole year for Allah, with belong to Allah. If I do not gain anything between me and Allah in these beloved days, when I can gain it? It's a chance. It's a chance, and very soon is gone and is not coming back. I hope my word will benefit me and benefit you before it's too late. Because imagine today, from morning until almost 7 o'clock, where am I? Drama. Everybody. Not even one single person. And all the drama has nothing to do with anything. Wallahi, insignificant. Does it mean we're not aware about the place and time and who we're dealing with? Long time ago, I learned one thing. You want really be something? You want gain something? Think, today my last night in my life. And just call Allah. I said to Allah tonight and last night and today, I said, Allah, bear witness, I'm so weak. Help me out, Ya Allah. Help me out, Ya Allah. Help me out. And if I'm not living for you, take me, Allah, take me. What I'm living for? What I'm living for? Where I'm going from here? If I'm not living for Allah, if I'm not gaining the pleasure of Allah, if I don't remember Allah, if I do not thank Allah, if I do not do any impact around me, who am I? Who am I? Ya Allah, wallahi, I want to scream so hard. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we already gained or lost one of the most beloved day to Allah in a whole year. Whoever gained it, whoever lost it, and is not coming back. And you know the musibah? Nobody care. Nobody care. Nobody care. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. O Allah, don't make me among the disgraced one in these days, and make me among those you're choosing them, to look at them and smile to them and be pleased with them. Even if I don't deserve it, Ya Allah, you are Wahhab. You are Sahib al-Fadl al-Azim. Please, Ya Allah, you know me. I'm trying, but I'm weak. Help me out. Help me out, Ya Allah. Don't make me lose this 9 days. Don't make me wasting them. And don't make these 9 days against me. But make them for me, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.